freshman year, I was a pretty quiet guy. I lived on a quiet hall that was brightly lit and had lots of white walls. MIT turned out to be a lot of work, and I struggled to keep up with my classes. I had a few good friends, but I was still pretty lonely. I met this girl in an art class. She had pink hair. I thought maybe I could get to know her better if I lived near her, so I moved to senior house. I found myself living across the hall from her. Maybe that was a little too close. I moved upstairs to an area called Towers. I decided that I don't have a very good method of dealing with loneliness. People in senior house understand depression, or at least they know what it's like. Somebody once asked me, "Why is everyone in senior house so depressed?" I didn't really know what to say. I was working some late nights at the time because I procrastinate a lot when I'm depressed. So I started getting Adderall from friends to help me stay awake. Eventually I went and got myself diagnosed with ADHD so I could get a prescription. By now it's my junior year fall term. Things were going better. My crush with the pink hair moved away. I was voted to be house president. I had lots of good friends who I felt close to, and I was getting a lot of work done without using any Adderall. But once term picked up, I started using it again, always trying to get a bigger prescription and routinely staying awake for 2 or 3 days at a time. Without sleep, the quality of my work dropped like a brick, and I coped with the resulting depression by using more stimulants. The longest I went without sleep was 5 days on the last week of classes. On the 5th day, I fell asleep while trying to take an exam and flunked it. If I stopped taking Adderall, I couldn't socialize, couldn't motivate myself, and couldn't really get out of bed. The feeling was familiar. After trying to quit during break, I started back up again in spring term. Trying to use it less resulted in week after week of doing nothing, followed by insane binges of amphetamine-sponsored productivity. At the same time, the emotional world around me seemed to be reaching some sort of fever pitch. Hours spent offering vague comforts to people who couldn't stop crying. At some point, one of us attempted suicide. Everyone seemed to be living in their own private hell. I spent more and more time with my friend Judith, who told me that she loved me and wanted to stay with me forever. So we watched our worlds crumble around us while we tried hard not to care. With Judith's help, I had kicked the worst of my stimulant addiction by the end of the term. My senior year wasn't about actually graduating, because I didn't. It was about trying to see if I could make a relationship work. I couldn't.